John Taylor joins us now from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And it's been good news on the earnings, John. What about jobs?
Well, not so good. Of course, those earnings sound great, but unless they translate into more jobs, and that's what we've been focusing on now. And, of course, the unemployment rate stubbornly remains just at a very high historical level. But this morning we got two reports that have come out this morning that are very interesting. One's the Challenger and Gray report. What it reflects are the number of employers that are planning on job cuts. And there was good news there because it was down 12%, and it's the lowest level we've seen in 2011. But the big number this morning came from ADP, and that was the private sector payrolls report. Now, this is the number that kind of tells us what's coming probably on Friday when the government releases their numbers. But this number was really not encouraging at all. It came into 179,000 net non-farm payroll jobs created the month of April. Now, that's way significantly below where the 200,000 range that we've been. What's more disturbing is this. We really have to have substantially more than 200,000 net non-farm payroll jobs created monthly to begin to whack away at this unemployment number, which is ridiculously high. It's interesting where the jobs that were created did come from. Once again, we're seeing the large businesses, that's defined by ADP as companies with 500 or more employees, continue to not create jobs. The job creation is coming from primarily small businesses, those with 500 or fewer jobs. One of the good signs, though, is manufacturing. And that's something we're interested in, of course, in our listing area. We did see a number yesterday that came out at 9 o'clock our time yesterday morning, and that was factory orders. It was up 3%, which was better than expected. But the manufacturing sector created, according to ADP, 25,000 net new jobs last month, and they continue to shine. And for the second month in a row, we actually saw a positive number in the construction sector, which is good. But the large employers continue to lag. Now, this really shouldn't be all that really unexpected because last week we got the first quarter GDP, gross domestic product number, from the government. The economy grew at only 1.8% the first quarter, and we know that employment lags GDP growth, so these numbers are really not very good. They're not horrible, but they're certainly not going to get us out of the quagmire that we've been in. There were some other numbers that came out yesterday throughout the day and related to auto sales. GM says that their sales were up 27%. April of this year versus April of last year, Ford's were up 16%, Nissan's were up about 13%. The only major manufacturer's numbers were down were Toyota, and of course you can attribute that to what's happened in Japan and for a problem that they have constraints on parts. And one other thing to highlight is the consumer is still at the party. We hope they stay. MasterCard reported that their profits were up 24% on a worldwide increase of about 13% in the usage of their credit cards and debit cards. It's interesting that they're targeting developing countries, not the United States, for additional growth, where the use of debit and credit cards is not as common as it is here in the U.S.
I guess India.
Well, India and China and other places. So it's interesting the number of companies, including McDonald's and others, that continue to say that their focus on growth is not in the U.S., it's abroad.
Yeah, that's where the money is right now.
That's right. That's why Willie Sutton robbed banks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach, knows where the money is, and he can help you with yours. Call him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The phone number is 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.